created only 36,000 net new jobs, the fewest in 4 months. The January report illustrates how job growth remains the economy's weakest spot, even as other economic indicators point to a recovery that is strengthening. Friday's report offered a conflicting picture on hiring. Unemployment fell because the Labor Department's household survey determined that more than 500,000 people without jobs found work. The department conducts a separate survey of businesses which showed tepid job creation. The two surveys sometimes diverge. Severe winter weather likely reduced the number of jobs created. Harsh snowstorms last month cut into construction employment, which fell by 32,000, the most since May. In one bright spot, manufacturing added 49,000 jobs, the most since August 1998. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, who's back with us after his travels, and it's good to have you back, Joel.
Thank you, Stan. It's good to be with you. Today we're going to be talking about the Egyptian crisis, how the U.S. is playing both sides. Before I start my analysis, I had someone send me a copy of Stratfor's analysis, raving about how they're always thinking outside the box and have unique analysis. But in fact, my analysis of the Stratfor is merely a shill for U.S. intelligence, and certainly their view of they were talking about the parallels between the potential takeover by the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt and the Ayatollah Khomeini's takeover with radicalized Islamists in Iran. And he was trying to make the case, George Friedman, the head of Stratfor, that you know, the CIA was blindsided. They were none of the media talked to anybody who didn't speak English, that the CIA was talking only to the Sabak, the secret service of the Shah, and they really didn't know what was going on. They thought that Khomeini, who was playing it cool, was not a radical against the West, and that they were just really shocked when all of a sudden the anti-Western attack from Khomeini came. This is just propaganda, pure and simple.
Total disinformation. The CIA was keeping the Khomeini over in Paris. They flew him. I remember them very well. They flew Khomeini to Tehran after the CIA orchestrated the collapse of the Shah, exactly the way they are orchestrating the collapse of Mubarak today. And I'm not defending the Shah, and I'm not defending Mubarak. But we kept the Shah in power. We've kept Mubarak in power. We toppled the Shah. CIA toppled the Shah. And the CIA is toppling Mubarak, don't you think?
I do. I do. You know, the mess in Egypt really is symptomatic of a major transition taking place in various African countries, including Tunisia and Middle Eastern countries. Yemen is under attack. I think Jordan is next, and this will, and Egypt, of course, is going down as we speak. The U.S. and other globalists are taking advantage of boiling pent-up frustration with Western-backed dictators who've been sapping the wealth out of their nations and suppressing dissent. Well, and of course, you know, we have to ask, why is this happening just now? I mean, nothing's changed. Mubarak's been a tyrant for very many years. You know, the King of Jordan, you know, still suppresses the dissent there, even though he's a very big friend of the U.S. And has played ball with Israel. For decades, of course, this frustration has gone nowhere, and the reason it can't is because their police states essentially always infiltrate opposition. If they start to do major protests, they arrest them and send them to jail. But when a bigger power secretly sets the revolution in motion, they do this by whispering support for key leaders. I saw this happen in several countries I consulted with in Latin America. You mean you just can't go into a military which has a lot of yes men to the ruling government, whoever it is, and create a coup unless you've got the CIA whispering in your ear saying, we'll back you up. Then he can go to fellow officers, whoever they pick, and say, look, the CIA has made contact with me. They're going to back us up, so we can do this. And that's how revolutions start. They always start with some larger power whispering support in the ear of opposition. So only after, you know, assurances of external backing do opposition leaders, who they always choose someone willingly controlled by the West, have the clout to tell, you know, their followers that this can succeed where it didn't before. This is exactly what happened in the phony fall of the Soviet Union. The chairman dictator Erich Honecker of East Germany revealed in his memoirs on his deathbed there in Chile that Moscow, in fact, had given him orders to allow the student protest in Leipzig, one of the major cities in eastern Germany, to go forward. You know, heretofore, no student would dare get out and start to riot and protest because all the student organizations were infiltrated with communist cadres, and they would have been formed on them, and they would have been locked up. But the cadres, of course, began to whisper to their fellow students, no, we can get away with it this time, and so this was a carefully crafted deception. And so, you know, the UK Telegraph had a blockbuster piece this week citing evidence that U.S. involvement in the efforts to get the opposition rolling had taken place clear back in 2008. An activist was cultivated in Egypt, was sent to U.S. for training, went to several training sessions that we know about. There were probably many more. This came from a WikiLeaks source to Britain, and but they kept his identity secret, and that includes obviously that they had some type of secret arrangement for him to get out of in out of the United States. Then, of course, the opposition has, or the globalists have trotted out Mohamed El Baradei, the pro-reform leader, former head of the United Nations International Nuclear Regulatory Body, Nobel Prize Peace winner. Of course, you know, Nobel Peace Prizes are only given to outright communists or globalists, or those who can be used for globalist purposes, like, you know, the true anti-Chinese regime person that was given the Peace Prize this year, not a communist. Certainly not a globalist, but certainly can be used for globalist purposes. Anyway, Baradei was placed under house arrest after returning to Egypt to join the dissidents. Riots took place in Suez, Alexandria, the major cities. There have been infighting between pro-Mubarak rioters and the anti-Mubarak forces. And of course, the U.S. government has previously been a strong supporter of Hosni Mubarak to the tune of $1.5 billion in military aid each year. Notice all those U.S. tanks rumbling through the streets of Cairo. That's U.S. aid. But the leaked documents also showed the extent to which America was offering support to so-called pro-democracy activists in Egypt while publicly praising Mr. Mubarak. This is typical double-dealing of the U.S. It's often hard to track these things because whether it's drugs, whether it's terror, the U.S. is playing both sides of the fence. Now, while Hosni Mubarak has conceded he'll step down at the end of his term in September, the opposition is demanding that he resign now. Even more strange.
Hold that thought, Joel. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And basically, there is no way you can have a revolution, not an uprising of the people against and a military that is carrying out its function of stabilizing the government, a police force that is dedicated to stabilizing the government. They simply shoot the people who get out of line. We saw that in the United States when they had the Veterans March on Washington, D.C. in the 1930s. Veterans have been promised a bonus for fighting for America during this foolish First World War, and they started to march on the White House, and the soldiers were there, and they just shot down the leaders. We saw that in Tiananmen Square. You have to understand, revolutions are orchestrated, and this one's obviously orchestrated because the police are certainly not utilizing, not stopping this. The police, they may go there with their batons for a while, and then they're pulled out, and then they allow the pro-Mubarak forces to fight the anti-Mubarak forces. And I think a lot of Egyptians are concerned because what lies ahead when you destroy the stability? I fear, and I think Joel fears as well, that what we are doing, what the United States is doing, is turning this area over to the radical Islamists. Now, they're talking about democracy. Oh, isn't it going to be wonderful? We're going to get rid of Mubarak. And he's a corrupt guy, no question. But what is he going to be replaced with? This whole situation, I believe, is being carefully orchestrated, and they are going to destroy all of the existing governments over there and replace them with a radical Islamic regime, exactly as we did in Turkey. And this is certainly almost a reconstitution of the old Ottoman Empire that was destroyed at the end of the First World War. And my personal belief is we're creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for another terrible war. But go ahead, Joe. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was talking about Hosni Mubarak conceding he'll step down at the end of his term in September, an orderly transition. The opposition, of course, is demanding that he resign now. Even more strange, his newly appointed Egyptian Vice President Omar Suleiman, who is, by the way, a friend, a very close friend of President Peres in Israel, said that Mubarak's son, Gamal, who has been groomed for many years to be his successor, will not seek the post. Now, this almost looks like a total capitulation of the ruling regime on several fronts. Just as in the phony fall of the Soviet Union, we have to be very skeptical of dictators stepping down for the good of the nation. He's stepping down because the powers that be have told him it's time to go. What Mubarak doesn't understand, though, is that it's not going to be an orderly transition. Vice President Omar Suleiman is not going to get to rule what they're shooting for, and that's why I think we have to understand why the opposition isn't going to wait for the elections in September. Sure, the election system is rigged towards Mubarak's National Democratic Party, kind of a contradiction in terms, and the constitutional reform is necessary, but this kind of down now demand is usually indicative. There's a radical transition being planned, not a mere reform to a more representative democracy, which in the Arab world is a sham, a mere excuse to have tyrannical regimes hiding behind the pretense of popular support. There isn't any actual democracy in any Arab country that isn't controlled by tribalism. Sure, they may have elections, but there isn't an educated populace. They don't have a constitution that prohibits outright powers by the government. This is not the same as constitutional limited government in America. So there have been heavy gunfire, of course. There have been the anti-government forces fighting the pro-government forces. And, of course, this is very suspect because, nobody gets out in mass, at least in the beginning, unless somebody organizes it. I mean, people have jobs, people have school to go to, and, it's a great sacrifice for people to stop, and eventually, of course, it stops commerce and everything. So it is possible to get mass movements done, but they start with very well-organized groups that infiltrate various other student groups and things and get them riled up, and they have to have support, they have to have money, they have to have full-time people. And that's what's happened here. The refusal by the Muslim Brotherhood and various other opposition groups to even enter into talks with Vice President Omar Suleiman, who's offered to meet with all opposition leaders and have an orderly transition, this is also very telling. The continued violence by and against protesters indicates that somebody wants something radical to happen. And that's why the Muslim Brotherhood isn't entering into talks. I expect that if violence continues, we'll see an early capitulation of Mubarak after extensive pressure is applied to him. Of course, there'll be promises for some exile and a lifestyle befitting a monarch at some villa somewhere in a country like France. The fact that the military has been reluctant player in the violence, neither provoking nor stopping it, is also telling. They partially intervened when violence got bad between the forces, but then withdrew immediately again. When the military leaves, the clashes heat up again. The police have been weak in their presence as well and relatively powerless, not being trained in these situations. But what doesn't have a minor presence are the pro-Mubarak counter-demonstrators who, of course, are causing a lot of violence. It looks like there's agent provocateurs. They're the ones who have set the fires. That kind of counter-protest, as I say, isn't really spontaneous. Now, the fact that the mainstream media keeps pushing the Muslim Brotherhood forward as the main opposition and viable next alternative to Mubarak is both manipulative of public opinion and deceptive when they characterize Muslim Brotherhood as a moderate organization. They may be playing moderate, but they're certainly not intending. This is the same scenario that the Ayatollah Khomeini played in coming into Iran. It's going to be moderate. There was a moderate president elected. Very clearly it became obvious that this was run by radical Islamists. So give you just a brief rundown of some of the traditional things that have come out in the press. I think it's important to realize that there is the two things playing against one another. There are those within, and they're both establishment people. The establishment people are basically saying the same thing that they did when Castro was coming to power in Cuba. He's a moderate. He's a reformer. That's what they're talking about, the Muslim Brotherhood. They have varied beliefs. They're not uniform. There's a lot of differences of opinion. You can find radicals, and you can find regulars in there. People are claiming that they aren't really violence-prone, that they've renounced violence. This just is simply not true. They've had violent attacks against the government of Egypt before. They are playing it cool right now. I think that's smart on their part, so that it dovetails with the media's character. They're moderate. But, you know, it's really telling when you get down to the neocons. Both Representative Thaddeus McCotter and U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, those are real born and bred neocons, are among many in the U.S. who believe the result of this pro-democracy movement will be the enfranchisement of a Muslim Brotherhood and anti-American jihadists. This is true. The neocons happen to be right, but we have to understand that these people are the very people who are bringing them to power. In other words, the ones who are decrying what will happen if they take over are the very ones part of the conspiracy working behind the scenes with the dark side of government to bring them to power. So this is like the pot calling the kettle black. Nothing's more telling, of course, than the articles by Leslie Gelb, who's head of the CFR. He warns strongly against believing that the Muslim Brotherhoods are misunderstood Islamic Democrats and that they have,
it's all about democracy. We just want to bring democracy and freedom. Well, that's the sort of thing they were talking about, the Cuban Revolution, where we actually bought the communists to power. This is what they were talking about 10 years later in Cuba. Oh, we got to have, you know, democracy. And 10 years later, why would we topple General Somoza in Nicaragua? It was about democracy. We're going to bring democracy, and in each instance, why we brought communist regimes to power.
Well, it's also very telling that the Council on Foreign Relations, on the front cover of Foreign Affairs a couple of months ago, put El Baradei on the front cover saying, is this the new savior of Egypt? I mean, these people are obviously planning, you know, to overthrow Mubarak, and they were setting the stage in Foreign Affairs, which we know is the premier globalist publication in the United States. Either that or they have uncanny foresight. On the second day of the Egyptian protests, he shows up in Cairo, named as the negotiator for the Muslim Brotherhood. Boy, who puts that together? Well, we come to find out that El Baradei is, in fact, not just some independent, peace-loving person. He's on the board of some of George Soros' their crisis group website, together with Zbigniew Brzezinski, who we know is a big globalist. He's on the board of trustees of the Open Society Institute. You know, these are framed up globalist things. You know, just like they promote free markets, when they in fact are socialist, they promote open democratic societies, when in fact their whole purpose is to breed discontent revolutions so that the globalists can come in and have the interjection of international peacekeeping forces, which never leave and which, you know, destine a company for a country for globalist and international intervention. He's also partnered up with George Soros and the Open Society Institute with Javier Solana, former high EU representative for the common market, NATO General Secretary and Foreign Affairs Minister of Spain. And Javier Solana is an outright Marxist. So these people are really not on the team of real, true, limited constitutional democracies as we are familiar with. And then there's the story that came out in the Egyptian press. We never heard it in the United States. The Muslim Brotherhood had a meeting with Obama, and that was earlier this year, according to the Egyptian news press, Al-Nasri Al-Yaum. The newspaper reported that Obama met the group's members who resided in the U.S. and in Europe in Washington 2 months ago. As for Israel, which has been terrified of potential Muslim Brotherhood government, who is pushing, of course, that one president, Shimon Peres, his buddy, as I mentioned before, Omar Suleiman, was just appointed vice president under Hosni Mubarak. As he climbs down, it's a very interesting connection. It shows that the Netanyahu government, you know, which always plays footsie with Peres, who is a perennial player in Israeli politics, a true globalist. Chamish exposed Peres as being behind the plot to assassinate Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. And look what Peres got to say, what Peres can't. David Rosen, his Vatican representative in Israel. Rabbi David Rosen, a prominent commentator on religious affairs, has said that the EU diplomats should start talking to Islamic faith leaders. Notice how they downplay that, Islamic faith leaders, instead of radical Islamists, in order to keep the revolution on a peaceful path. Well, since when does talking to Islamic faith leaders lead to a peaceful path? It hasn't in Iran. But once again, as I say, these neocons who are pushing both sides of the agenda, either for public consumption that this is going to be a peaceful transition to moderate Islamic rulers, the Muslim Brotherhood, to the Council on Foreign Relations, who, along with their minions, is promoting this revolution and decrying the fact that the very people they're promoting to put into power are the ones that they feel will be a greatest danger to the world. They want that danger. They want that crisis. I think they want Israel surrounded by radical Islamic states, because then it will give Israel finally the excuse to attack Iran, and it will unleash a major war within the Middle East. And I think that with U.S. assistance, Israel is going to clean up and rearrange the chess pieces all over the Middle East. I don't believe this will result in the Third World War, which I'm predicting later on in the end of this decade between Russia and China. This will be merely more ammunition, you know, to boost the image of the U.S. and Israel as bullies in the world as they take
down
these
regimes. And, you know, one of the most frightening thing is, Pakistan has a lot of nuclear weapons. They're still building new nuclear weapons with our financial aid. We're giving financial aid to Pakistan. They're building new nuclear weapons. Who are they going to attack?
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and Joel certainly believes that this is leading this whole scenario we're seeing unfolding, and I simply call it political theater. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all orchestrated. You're supposed to think this is spontaneous revolution. It is not. Certainly there are very real problems. Certainly Mubarak has been a dictator. But we have kept him in power at this time, and now we're replacing him, and we're going to be replacing all of these regimes. What is going on? Well, I personally believe there's a timetable that's being very skillfully followed, and of course, this will, I believe, and I think Joel does as well, we're leading up to a major war in the Middle East, which will have a profound impact on the United States. And of course, remember that Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Who are they going to use them against? And they have certain intermediate range missiles. And both Pakistan and India are both nuclear armed. What would the implications be for population? Because they want to control the population of a major nuclear war between Pakistan and India. We're living in dangerous times. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that everything we're being told is a lie. Well, Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your weekly analysis, The World Affairs Brief.
Well, thanks, Stan. World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. It gives a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief and tells you how to get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. The World Affairs Brief analysis is extensive. I cover all of the major issues each week, trying to insert information that is not told about, such as what we're talking about in this interview. There's a modest subscription fee for this service to support my work. That's why I offer people a free sample so that they can know whether or not it would be worth subscribing to. Also on my website are a listing of some of the books I've published, especially about preparedness. I am a believer that while we fight for our liberty, we have to be prepared for an eventual takedown if we, despite our efforts, despite even our gains in the past election, et cetera, we're still losing. Ultimately, we never regain anything. It seems we can slow it down, but it still inexorably goes towards what I feel will be eventually a war between Russia and China attacking the United States. And we must simply be prepared to fight it another day. We must not be taken down with a nuclear attack, nor the social unrest that will certainly be unleashed after that. So I've written a book called The Secure Home, 700 pages, a great big book on everything from A to Z on security and self-sufficiency and building that into a home, a remodeling, or a retreat. my best-selling book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, is just about, the new third edition with color maps is about off the press. It's going to be available within a couple of weeks. And, there's also a book on how to do a safe room in a basement, which is the most economical way to provide safety for most people, and that's how to implement a high-security shelter in the home. All three of those books are available from Radio Liberty.
And by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and they're among our best-selling books. Okay, Joel, pick the story up.
Well, let's move on to the underwear bomber. That trial going on in Detroit has had its own bombshell. The government, for some reason or other, showcased a lot of witnesses on its first day of the trial, and they made the mistake of putting on and allowing witness Kurt Haskell, who was on the flight, Delta Flight 253 from Amsterdam to Detroit, and he blew the case wide open by repeating his earlier assertion that a person now known to the FBI but kept secret from the trial escorted the incoherent underwear bomber onto the plane, bypassing rigorous passport checks. I mean, Detroit television stations were there in the trial. They covered it. It didn't get to the mainstream media except by a local Fox News affiliate who started out with the headline, U.S. Government Escorted Underwear Bomber Through Security Without a Passport. That was the headline. Well, as I say, Kurt Haskell, who was present on Flight 253 and witnessed Abdulmutallab being escorted on the plane by a man in a tan suit with an American accent, had an Indian features as an Indian India. He alleges the U.S. government was behind the entire terrorist episode for purposes of continuing the phony war on terror to get body scanners into airports, which enriched Chairman Chertoff, you know, he used to be in charge of Homeland Security. It's also being used, of course, to continue to allow these draconian groping-type naked scanners, renew the Patriot Act. Terrorism, big, big business for government.
Could I just like to interject, you know, they had all of these scanners, all built, all in airports, but they needed an excuse to install them. How could you convince the American people that we had to go through the indignity of a naked strip search by a picture on CAT scan, and if you didn't, they were going to fondle you? Well, they, in my estimation, they staged this whole thing because terrorists certainly know how to set off a bomb. And if you have explosives and underwear, if you have a blasting cap, you could set it off and bring the plane down. They didn't want to bring the plane down. They wanted to convince the American people that we had to have those scanners to protect us from other wicked underwear bombers, because the CAT scan wouldn't have picked up the explosives in the underwear, but that doesn't matter. What they needed to do was convince the American people, because it's all about a perception. And they timed this thing perfectly, and as soon as they, of course, the threat was there, now we can justify installing the CAT scans, which are already built, waiting for an excuse to be installed. I mean, it's beautiful. But where is the outcry from the American people? We do what we're told because they create our perception. We've got to get people to start to think. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, the FBI has tried to counter Haskell's testimony by saying that he did have a passport. But it's very clear from his witness standpoint that he never presented that, and that he had to be taken, and there was arguing going on, and they were convincing, and they overheard them trying to convince the gate agents to let him through without a passport, and that's why this handler was there saying he was a terrorist refugee or a refugee from Sudan. And the Amsterdam security, of course, you know, violated basic procedures. They admitted, by the way, the terrorists that this particular terrorist did not have to go through normal passport checking procedures. So it's very, very important. I mean, here he was supposedly on a watch list. The father had told the embassy that this his son was involved in terrorism. There were many red flags, and yet he was able to go through even without normal checking procedures. Who cares if he actually had a passport? The important thing is that he didn't show it and somehow avoided closer inspection. Now, it's very easy, of course, to verify what Haskell is saying. All the Dutch authorities have to do is to release the videotape of what went on at the gate that day.
Hold the thought, but they're not going to release the videotape, of course. We'll be right back.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Our children represent our nation's most precious resource. Within them lie our hopes and dreams for the future of our country and the world we live in. Unfortunately, many children are victims of abuse and neglect. You can help in the fight against child abuse. Call your local child abuse authority. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This reminder brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, where they realize children are our future, and that's a future worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprise at 777 North 4th Street in Sterling.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. We're talking about the underwear bomber. Like the shoe bomber, why the bomb didn't go off. How could those terrorists, who are so smart and they're able to create these explosive devices that are killing our boys, either these roadside explosive devices, all of those go off in Afghanistan and Iraq, but of course they just don't go off when they're on planes coming to America, but they do terrify the American people. It's like the smoke bomber went all the way to Pakistan to learn how to build a bomb, and they taught him how to build a bomb, a smoke bomb. And when, of course, he parked his car in Times Square with the idea of killing a lot of Americans, the bomb went off, and all they got was smoke. How could they have taught this young man to build a bomb incorrectly unless it's all political theater? Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, of course, no true terrorist would have told the person that they could touch off plastic explosives with a match. Shoe bomber Richard Reed tried that, and if any terrorist was ignorant of that, they certainly would have learned by the worldwide coverage about the shoe bomber. And, you know, but here it shows up again a year and a half later with the underwear bomber. It's just ludicrous to believe that this was a real terrorist event. But in any case, it's what's very telling is that here's a court case about this, and the U.S. government does not subpoena the Dutch authorities, the lady at the counter, nor the video, nothing. It's just selective evidence being provided here. And, of course, you have the telltale fact that Abdulmadjalib insists on legally representing himself. I mean, this is a kid who's basically illiterate, has to be shepherded onto a plane, and he's supposed to have the legal wherewithal to represent himself in court. I mean, this is just bizarre, including the Guantanamo prisoners that are talked into this by their handlers. Look at Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, supposedly the mastermind of 9/11, half-drugged. This is a person who, claims to have done more than 50 special, you know, teams could have done all by himself. It's just obviously that he has admitted to things under torture and mind control that obviously I think have to involve anybody who's, you know, kind of a suicide bomber. Well, the Detroit News also revealed in a short-lived article that was quickly taken down from the web that Patrick F. Kennedy, Undersecretary of State at the Department of State, admitted that the State Department did indeed put Mutallab on the plane at the behest of, quote, unnamed U.S. intelligence agencies. So this is why Americans are being subjected to intrusive body scanners, all to promote a, you know, agenda driven by our own government black operations. What happened after the flight is also very telling, especially about the official reaction and subsequent cover-up. After the flight, they were all herded into a baggage area where they were all told to sit down on the floor with their carry-on luggage. They brought four bomb-sniffing dogs, sniffed out everything, and found another Indian dressed in an orange type of garb, labeled the man in orange, in his 30s, and he was taken into custody, taken in a room, interrogated, and then led away in handcuffs. Now, then the FBI comes up and tells everybody they have to move to a safer location. The FBI, since we had landed, insisted that only one man was arrested for the airliner attack, contradicting what everyone saw about the man in orange being arrested. Then they contradict themselves after, you know, Haskell isn't very shy about bringing this to the attention of the press. And he heard another story the next day from FBI or Customs now admitting that another man was held in custody. But they had an excuse that this man was not being held, not being arrested, or was being held but not arrested, and that he was part of another flight. Now, that would have us believe that with all of the lockdown that they had, that they had allowed somebody from another flight to sit there with their group that came off flight 253. Just incredulous. They keep changing the story. They keep lying to the public. The media never does their job, Stan, of asking the tough questions. I would have immediately seen the contradictions. But reporters aren't dumb. They, in fact, know when to shut their mouths. Just as in the case of the Oklahoma City bombing, the federal government is protecting the identity of this man in orange, as well as the accomplice in the tan suit. Just like they protected the identity of the other John Does who were with Timothy McVeigh during the Oklahoma City bombing. You know, they falsify the evidence when they finally release evidence like videotapes of the bombing. They have edited out the portion where the actual bomb goes off because you would see the camera shaking twice, not once, but twice with the explosion because there were two explosions going off, and that would have been visible to any camera mounted on a fixed building. Well, we also note that none of the Dutch authorities or gate agents are going to be called to testify. But once again, I'm surprised they had Haskell on the stand because the Detroit News there, they put it front and center. It was obviously the most incredible testimony. Big mistake by the government to do that.
Well, what a tragedy. And, of course, the sequence of events, underwear bomber, immediately we install the... immediately we have to install the CAT scans to protect us from the wicked underwear bombers. And, of course, there's a great deal of evidence that even with the CAT scan, they wouldn't have picked it up. It's all to condition the American people that there really is a war on terrorism. Are you going to believe your lying eyes? Are you going to believe what the government tells you, Joel? You got a minute to wrap up the program.
Well, I just want to touch on one quick story. Good news, former Vice President Al Gore now admits that growing corn for ethanol is a huge mistake, that the energy conversion ratios are at very best very, very small and don't justify the fact that it drives up food prices and consumes as much as 40% of the U.S. corn supply. Isn't that amazing? But this may well be a cover so that they don't have to admit to the bigger fraud of global warming. Admit to a smaller error, but not the larger ones.
40% of our corn crop goes into producing ethanol, while there are food riots all over the world because of the rising cost of food. Joel, thanks very much for being with us, and we look forward to having you with us again next week at the same time as we analyze the rapidly moving series of events that are taking place. We live in interesting times. Thank you so very much. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoy our interviews, our weekly interviews with Joel Skousen right here at the American Freedom Network. And we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our weekly programs. Joel, I do. I really think he does an excellent analysis. I always learn from them. Now, if you want to understand what's going on in the Middle East, let me suggest we carry a book called The Devil's Game, written by Robert Dreyfus. It points out that the MI6, British Intelligence, and the CIA created the Muslim Brotherhood, which is behind everything going on today, and they financed it. And now, of course, the conclusion is this was a Frankenstein monster that turned against the people who created it. I don't believe that for a minute, but there's a lot of information in here. Who created Hamas? Why the CIA and the Mossad? A well-documented showing how this whole radical Islamic movement was actually created by American and British intelligence. Now, if you want to know who's financing what's going on today, why, of course, we have the article out of the Belfast Telegraph. You can pull it down off the Internet. Just type in Belfast Telegraph, Lord James. Lord James financed terrorism. Articles up there. The Bank of England has put billions of pounds into this whole Islamic terrorist movement. The Bank of England financed this whole movement. I mean, Lord James talks about how you have he was working as a conduit to send billions, not millions, not hundreds of thousands, billions of pounds to the North African terrorists. And, of course, Tunisia's falling, Algeria's falling, Egypt is on the brink of falling. Algeria hasn't fallen yet. They've had riots, but Tunisia's fallen, and certainly like Egypt is going to go. This whole thing is orchestrated. It's well-financed. And, of course, I believe it's not only the Bank of England. I believe the CIA is behind all of this. They want to disrupt that area. There's a world revolution. If you can't find the Belfast Telegraph article, we'll be glad to send it to you. And, of course, not a word in the control media. There are even clips up there of Lord James speaking at the House of Lords. How could you suppress something like that? We have freedom of the press in America. That means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. And the Brotherhood of Darkness controls the media. You need to see my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus that goes with that. That's the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand what is going on, and you have my permission to duplicate anything I've produced and to just get it out far and wide. You can join our army and help us get the truth out. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and they're behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. There are Islamic training camps where they're training former felons and former federal prisoners who've been recruited in our prisons into this movement. Over 60 of these camps, and you're not going to hear it any place. You need to hear Dr. Paul Williams certainly talk. It's available on a CD from Radio Liberty. It was our conference in October. Go up on the internet and look up Islamberg, and Chris will introduce you to this whole idea. These prison camps are there. We have a wonderful DVD. It, of course, came out in 1994, but it wasn't allowed to be shown until after the September 11th attack. It would not allow it to be shown in America. It's called Islam in America, or Islamic Threat. If you could just ask for it, we'll be sure you get it. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Worship and warfare,